Nicole Berger is running in the Colorado Senate District 5 primary. The fifth-generation Colorado native secured the Democratic nomination after his only potential primary opponent, Montrose Mayor Barbara Bynum, announced her withdrawal from the race earlier this year. Berger will now run unopposed in the Democratic primary election in June before facing Republican Representative Mark Catlin from Montrose in the general election in November. District 5 encompasses all of Pitkin, Gunnison, and Hinsdale counties, along with parts of Garfield, Montrose, and Eagle counties. The district has a total population of about 163,000 people. Catlin announced his candidacy for Senate District 5 after Senator Harry Will announced he wouldn't seek re-election in November. Berger said he was inspired to run following the January 6th insurrection.
Basically, I'd spent my early part of my career working on democracy around the world, and then January 6th happened, and it broke my heart that we are not able to take our democracy for granted here. So that's kind of what moved me from doing good in my own way, as I saw it, to dipping my feet into electoral politics.
One of his top priorities, if elected, would be economic diversity and vitality.
But I think having a economies, local rural communities have economies that are diversified, where kiddos that are graduating from high school or college can stay rather than having to leave to find opportunity, making sure that we're finding actually high-paying jobs rather than everybody's skipping around, doing a million different things to try to live in our beautiful district.
Another priority is maintaining democratic values and human rights.
And then the third thing is really about rights and democracy, right? Whether it's a woman's right to choose her reproductive care choices. For me, as a gay man, like protecting LGBTQ rights, a right to assemble, workers' right to assemble. And I think restoring and making some fixes and reforms to democracy. I think here in Colorado, like a great example that I use is that actually 30% of our legislators in the State House have been appointed by vacancy committees rather than being elected by the people. And I think that's a real challenge for us.
Berger said he's committed to fighting for everyday people in Senate District 5.
My belief is that we need a new generation of leaders at every single level that is willing to show up and do the hard work, leave the kind of the labels behind, and just solve problems for everyday people.
Berger will appear as Colin Berger on the ballot. For KBUT, I'm Kate Ganap.